For a look at the press, we can go back to Ilitsa Gadeva and starting with the reaction in the Iranian media.
Yes, so I'll be looking at Press TV, which is an Iranian state media in English owned by the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting. That's important here. It's the voice of Iran, basically, and its leaders. The media confirmed that commanders of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, including General Salami, have been martyred, which confirms media reports by the Israeli press. And in another article, Press TV also confirms that Staff General Bagheri was also martyred. The media also cites, quotes the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, who says that the Zionist regime has prepared a bitter and painful fate for itself. The media also talks about Iran's defense ministry that said it's fully ready for a severe punishment.
And do we know anything about the aftermath of the attacks from the Iranian press?
Yes, Press TV is actually quite active on X. So it's been tweeting aftermath on what it calls civilian and residential buildings in Tehran. So I want to play you a video here that the press claims shows the aftermath on civilian and residential buildings here. You can see that windows are destroyed, people on the streets. Here, the last floors have been struck. It also tweeted this picture, a heartbreaking image, it says, of a woman crying there on the street. It also states that in the Narmak neighborhood of Tehran, 5 people were killed and 20 injured.
And what about the Israeli papers? What are they saying about these airstrikes?
Left-wing Haaretz here reported that Israel launched preemptive strikes and is preparing for retaliation from Iran. They posted that before we got the news that hundreds of drones were launched by the IDF. The paper also wrote that various reports said that the United States formally expressed its opposition to participate in the attacks, but the paper says that it remains unclear where is the U.S. offered to share intelligence or aerial refueling capacity with Israel, an option that would allow the White House to assist, quote, while maintaining some sort of plausible deniability, the paper writes.
And are they saying why the attack was launched now?
Yes, so here let's take a look at this tweet by Zivka Klein. He is an editor at the right-wing Israeli paper Jerusalem Post, and he's quoting IDF's chief of staff, who said, "We launched the strike because the time had come. We reached the point of no return. History taught us when faced with threats to destroy us, we must never bow our heads," the tweet says. And in an article, an analysis, the Jerusalem Post explains why Israel struck Iran on Friday morning. The paper writes that Iran's ambitions are no longer hypothetical. And it says that intelligence showed that Iran had enriched enough uranium to produce approximately 15 nuclear warheads and was actively conducting nuclear tests. Oliver.
And finally, what are the international papers saying?
As you can imagine, it's a front page on many international media. We have the New York Times here that says that the attack is aiming to cripple Iran's nuclear program. We also have Al Jazeera that called it a major strike here in the headline. And we have American TV, NBC News, that focuses on the fact that strikes were conducted without U.S. involvement, Oliver.
And on the analysis end of things, do we have anything there?
We don't have that many in-depth articles or feature articles for the moment, but French right-wing Le Figaro has this article that says that the strikes are a setback for US President Donald Trump. It reminds that Trump had asked Israel not to conduct the strikes, but hours later, the strikes began. The paper calls it a bitter setback for the president, who claims to be a peacemaker. And finally, a Wall Street Journal here reports that oil prices jumped after the attack. We can see the increase here. They jumped by 8%, the highest price since February. The paper explains that traders are showing that they don't think that the U.S. will lift restrictions on Iranian barrels anytime.
Thank you very much for that, Ilitsa Gadeva.